nothing.
Don't look at my cheat sheet, bro.
I glanced.
Come on,
I
bro.
I took a glance.
Did you cheat in school?
I couldn't see it. Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like, specifically in ninth grade, we had a keyboard.
Get wherever you're most comfortable and get this mic about this.
Nice. Exactly. Good. Place.
Yeah.
Good.
We're practicing here.
So in keyboarding class, it was just typing, right? So, like, you know, fucking typing on a keyboard like you would in the fucking
Yeah, how do you even cheat in keyboard class?
It was basically the final, and she would just be like, you have to type out this whole thing, and you can't copy another person's, I don't know, whatever. End of the day, I copied somebody else's shit, and I changed enough things in it to where it was just mine at that
point. So it wasn't like typing proficiency.
It wasn't. It was a weird class, now that I think about it, because like, you're right. Why would we have to make up anything original? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, if it was just, computer class was weird back in the day. Did you play Oregon Trail in that class?
Not in that class, no, but many classes before it in middle school and elementary school.
Yeah, I guess
it
was middle school and my middle school and elementary school were the same thing.
I also never beat that game. I never made
Oregon
it.
Trail?
Yeah, I always
I don't
died.
Think anyone did.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to die of dysentery at some point.
Well, yeah, I definitely
No
did
one
that.
Made it through the Oregon Trail, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know how you could.
Yeah, it's like the white people's trail of tears. It's pretty fucked up.
But anyway, yeah, so I did cheat in school, long story short. Like, not all the time. But, like, you know, when you can cheat, you cheat. In eighth grade, I was the first person to do something in the very beginning of this math class in the year. So they made me the homework checker for that entire semester. So, dude, I had the power
you
to
check
just
other
like,
people's homework?
Yeah, dude.
That's
instead
crazy.
Of the fucking teacher being like, you did it or you didn't do it, that was my job.
That's crazy.
Dude, it was. And it was, like, way more power than I should have had. Because a lot of the kids that I like who didn't do their homework, dude, obviously... You're good. It's fine. And then obviously, I never did like if you did your homework, I didn't ever mark you down as you did. I'm not a dick.
Yeah.
I mean, I am a dick, but I'm not a dick in that way. But
that's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, dude. But it was great, and it probably shouldn't have gone to me.
Well, no, I think it's just a teacher not doing their job.
But now I never did mine. I never had to do my homework anymore.
There was no one to check the checker.
Who's gonna check the checker? He said he would check me. I don't think he ever did.
Unbelievable.
That was the same class I think I learned about 9/11 too. That was like they wheeled
what
the TV.
What's not
9/11? Remember
what was that?
Oh, I don't know. I forget. I think it was like a train crash or something. I don't know. Some kind of weird world event.
Interesting.
But they wheeled in the TV and they were like, "Look at this thing that's happening." And then we all went home.
They
for the
wheeled
day.
In the TV for
yeah,
it.
Dude.
Like it was a fucking.
They showed us the news report.
That's wow.
Yeah. And that's why I'll never forget.
Yeah. That's why. you got to go home, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom was scared. We were like in the neighborhood playing in like the playground, like in our neighborhood. And she was just like, y'all need to come home. They're crashing planes and shit. I'm just like, Bob, they're not crashing planes here. Like, what are they going to get out of that?
Yeah.
A couple kids?
Yeah.
What's the point?
They want way more kids.
They might do the world a favor if they crash the plane right here, right now.
Yeah. Yeah, they would have done you a favor.
I don't know. I like life.
You
I
do?
Don't. I don't want to. Yeah,
good.
It's fun.
Good.
I mean, if I don't participate in the same way everyone else does, but like, I just like to laugh at it. Anything else, you're just gonna stress yourself out and lead
else.
To an early death. Yeah, dude. Like
not
paying attention to like world events that
well,
you can't control. Dude,
sure.
That's all it is. It's either live your life or you deal with world events. And I just say, live your life. Fuck those world events.
Sure.
Unless you're in any kind of way to do something about them, that's not your lane. And stay out of it. Just fucking, don't talk politics with your friend. No one, you don't know shit. None of us know shit. We all pretend we know shit.
Yeah.
Talking about fucking taxes and the shit we pay. Just fucking live your life. You don't know what the fuck the government's doing with your taxes. And if you had any real inkling, you'd be fucking mad. You'd probably be goddamn pissed off. Because they're spending on crazy shit. And you don't see anything happening.
They're spending
here.
It on young boy pussy. They're
right.
spending it on young boy pussy.
And yet there's potholes every fucking 5 feet. Like, what are we doing
everyone's
here?
Everyone's always like, but we got roads.
Oh,
it's
God.
Like, give me the dirt roads and less pedophilia. You know?
But we got roads. That's good.
Yeah. So how's life, dude? You all right? Everything's good?
I'm fine. I'm underpaid, overworked.
In Narcotics Anonymous, they say fine means fucked up, insecure, neurotic, and emotional.
That's all. Yeah, that works. That's all.
Check. I saw you in your mind going like.
Nailed it.
I saw you visually checking the boxes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Fuck, dude.
Welcome to another episode. Well, we're doing things. And, you know. Oh, yeah. My lawyer told me to give a disclaimer that anything that you ever hear, ever have heard, or ever will hear on this podcast is satirical.
Yeah. I mean.
Obviously.
We don't mean what we say? We kind
of
do.
Obviously, my name isn't Justin. None of this is real. All the stories I've ever told are hyperbole.
Yeah, satire, just like you said.
Satire.
I'm Mike. I usually sit over there.
Hey, that's Mike.
You don't usually see me.
The man behind the camera.
Yeah.
And in front of the camera.
I'm not good at
behind the computer.
It, but we're trying.
Very confident. Very confident character.
We'll call it humble. Just call it humble.
Gotcha.
I know what I don't know, or I don't know what I don't know.
I think you definitely lean into a place past humility.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's probably to my
There's
detriment.
A fine line between self-deprecation and humility, you know? And I'm self-deprecating for humor's sake, but you seem to just be self-deprecating for self-deprecation's sake.
I just like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I want to be, I don't know, I like the underdog thing, so like, I make myself the underdog.
Sure,
kind of,
yeah,
maybe.
No,
maybe?
I get that. I get that. I get that.
Don't
I get, yeah, but even, yeah, I get that. I get that. Yeah, I get that.
What's good
know.
With you, guy?
I don't know. I'm gay still.
Yeah,
what have you been watching, dude? What are you up to? You've been on
getting
any YouTube rabbit holes?
I'm rewatching Boardwalk Empire right now. And that's kind of fun. But I'm not really. I need to start a couple different things. I keep starting Dune, and I keep falling asleep in like the first 20
minutes. I've heard. I can't tell you how many people I've heard say that.
So next weekend.
I just keep hearing people say that about Dune 1.
Our buddy Chris is planning on, hopefully this goes through. He's going to just do a little watch party at his house.
For Dune 1?
For Dune 1, so
oh,
that
cool.
we can then see Dune 2 when it does inevitably drop for free, I guess. I don't know
nice.
If we're going to the theater or what. But that's the only way
I
I'm not going to fall
the theater.
Asleep.
Yeah.
It's the only way I'm not going to fall asleep is other people
yeah.
are present.
That's kind of the only way I finish any show, honestly. It's like if I'm by myself, I'm just on YouTube like a fucking degenerate. Also, I pay for YouTube Premium.
Mm.
So the no ads and to be able to like minimize it and
yeah.
like lock my phone at work and still listen to a podcast. Like I just consume everything. I watch like the murder docs on there. There's lots of good of them. And then I like my fast food of YouTube, like the fast food for me is like public freakout compilations.
Okay.
Have
yeah.
you seen these?
Some. Sure.
Dude, I just can't get enough. You know, there's
I
like
mean, there's many different kinds too. Like Stolen Valor is a fun one.
Stolen Valor is a fun one. airport ones are fun
mm-hmm.
because the anger that you get in the airport when they've told you they're going to fly you home to see your family and then, you know, they oversold, booked the plane or whatever the fuck. It's just like they're so justified, you know, and it's like you can't tell them shit, you know. It's like they freak the fuck. I can't get enough. There's the neighbor ones, like, you know, Neighbors from Hell.
Oh, yeah,
there's
sure.
those. People being angry on Instagram, I think it is, or people getting angry. Dude, I just cannot get enough. It's terrible. Also, the Sovereign Citizens, you ever get down them rabbit holes?
No.
The people who audit the audit. So there's these First Amendment auditors on YouTube. And basically that just means they're really bored. They're these people who are extremely bored and they believe that the police are all tyrants, all of them. So they, and that they abuse their power. So they like to walk into public places, filming, you know, recording in a way that is going to raise suspicion, whatever the word is. It's going to bring up people being like, what the fuck are you doing? And so people go, hey, you can't film in here. And he's like, actually, it's the First Amendment. And they're like, all right, we're going to call the cops. He's like, go ahead. I'll tell them fucking it. People, they're dumb.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Then the cops get there, dude. And it's just like, it's just so funny, dude. They're just like, and it's like, so here's the thing. When cops are abusing their power, like, here's the thing about these videos. There's a whole lane now because people see that you can do it. And all you need is a camera and like a little bit of a cunty attitude. But one out of every 10 of the videos, it's like, oh, like, well, basically put it like this. The people suck dick, dude. It's like, I'm not for cops abusing their power. And when they do, I get this fire in me, this like righteous fire, this unjust, you know, injustice. I see it and I'm like, fuck that. And I'm glad there's a lawsuit and all this. But like, these guys are trying to get a lawsuit, you know?
Yeah.
They're like upping these cops. The cops are just like, you know, they're upping people's faces. Just like, it's like the, I'm not touching you. And it's like, dude, sometimes cops just get mad. They're people, you know? And they're like, honestly, cops have to know so many laws and statutes and penal codes and jurisdictional codes and amendments, all this shit. So the guys who are studying it at home with nothing else to do kind of know some things better, like little loopholes and shit. And so they'll be like, you know, I'm not trespassing because there hasn't been any signage posted within 50, you know what I mean? And the cop's just like, bro, I'm just shut the fuck up, you know? And then sometimes the cops snap and just like end up tackling him. And this guy will be getting arrested while he's screaming a code, you know? He's like, section 42. And he's just like, his face is in the gravel, you know? Or the guys, people claim to be a sovereign citizen. So they'll get pulled over and they'll be like, you know, do you have a license? And they're like, I don't need a license. I'm not a citizen. I'm a sovereign citizen. I'm not a part of this state or country or anything like that. And they're like, all right, well, you need a license to drive on the road. And they're like, well, I'm not driving. I'm actually traveling. And you can't stop me because this is America. they roll up their window until the cop breaks it and shit. It's like, it doesn't work. Obviously, if it worked, everyone would just do it. Everyone would just be like, yeah, I'm a sovereign citizen. And the cop would be like, all right, fuck. You got me.
Dude, so that's such a difficult thing. Like, For the cops, I hate cops for like just because they're people and people abuse power. Mm-hmm. And like, this is literally like, that's not all of them do. Obviously, I've had a lot of good cops, and maybe that's why I'm not in jail or whatever. I've just gotten lucky in that way. But they have to deal with the public, and the public is the worst.
Right.
And like, so when I see a cop tackle a guy, like, part of me is like, come on, dude. You know better than that. And the other part of me is like, fuck, dude, that was probably the 10th dude to like fucking push that guy today.
Yeah, his wife's so mad, like, at him. He ain't gotten pussy in 3 weeks. She's cheating on him with someone who has a less weird work schedule.
It's so hard to be a cop. Like, if you want respect, be a firefighter, dude. No one is disrespecting the firefighters. You get to save lives. You put your life on the line, and there's almost no real risk of you fucking accidentally shooting somebody. I don't know why everyone like jumps to the cop thing.
You
want to
fight the bad guys, you know. You want to do good in the world.
The idea of that is like commendable for
sure. Yeah.
But then you realize not everyone is built for that.
My God, very few people. If we're being realistic, what they have to do. And here's the thing: you said they deal with the public, and the public sucks. Couldn't be more true. The MVA deals with the public, and the public sucks. The cops, on average, are dealing with the shittiest of the public.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's even worse. 100%. It's like, not only is it the public, it's people who are like who are in their face with a camera, who are breaking the law. It's like, here's the thing. Anytime someone gets arrested for minding their business and getting caught with drugs, I'm like, fuck the entire law. Fuck the system.
Absolutely.
This is crazy. Like, you know, I've been pulled over and searched and had drugs on me and been arrested. It's like, I'm not hurting anybody, you know, but me, and that should be my right. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm doing the drugs going down the road. You know what I mean?
Have you ever played a Call of Duty based game?
Yes, I played
Call
of Duty.
So on another note with the cops, like, I'll be playing with three of my buddies, like PUBG or something, where it's just like, it's military kind of thing. You're kind of trying to kill other people. I have accidentally shot my friends more times than I'd like to admit.
Sure.
And like, obviously, that's not how it is in the real world, or at least it shouldn't be. But then again, like, shit happens in an instant, and like, cops are accidentally fucking discharging their weapons when they shouldn't.
Oh, dude, I watch police involved shootings almost every day.
Acorn
so
cop
often.
Is one end of the spectrum.
Well, yeah, of course.
Can't be on his side.
Yeah, no.
But
of
like,
course.
There's this other weird spot where like, people get in a weird situation and they shoot when they shouldn't, but like. Also, maybe they should. It's hard to. You don't know if there's a weapon sometimes.
Well, that and it's adrenaline and it's split second decisions. I mean, it's something that only someone extremely special could do. Like, it's like, you know, you got to be, you know, not always, right? If you're pulling over and giving people seatbelt tickets, you don't need to be all that.
Right.
But if you're pulling over and giving a seatbelt ticket and that person pulls a gun on you, like, you need to be John Wick all of a sudden.
So, like, the only real training for a cop would be like if you had been in the military, kind of like there's no
and then
real
those
training.
Guys have PTSD and are ready to fucking like, just murder.
So it's like
they call you, they keep calling you Charlie for some reason.
I balance the thing.
Sir,
of
my
like,
name's Justin.
I hate cops, but I also like I feel bad for them.
Of course,
it's such a terrible job.
And you're allowed to do both, right? It's that binary thinking that we try to get away from. It's like it can be both.
Yeah, I don't hate every single cop in the world, but I just the idea of other people in power, because every person's ever been in power is going to they're gonna fudge the line a little bit with
not
what they
person.
Can or what can or can't do. Like who is someone who
there's probably a couple.
There's everything. Like even the just cops, they're gonna run the red light every once in a while. You just flip that light real quick.
I don't know.
At least once.
I'd like to think that not all of them do.
Even if you're justifying, like, I gotta do this. My wife's pregnant, I gotta get to the hospital. I don't know. Like, I guarantee you every single person figures there's at least one time in their life where they're like, I can do it now.
Dude, I watched this video just like 2 days ago of these cops. It was like the dash cam footage and the body cam footage. And they get a call that there's like a dog attacking somebody, right? So this cop pulls up on scene and there's three pit bulls ripping this woman apart. Like when you sign up in the academy, it's just like, so look, they're not just like biting her, right? They're eating her. They're ripping her apart in the middle of this yard, okay? And the cop, they start rushing the cop. The cop has to kill all three dogs. And then they're finding pieces of this woman like scattered throughout. She had to get her legs amputated up to her knee. Oof. I mean, they fucked her up. She had to get like a, they almost killed her.
We're a pro pit bull channel. I don't know what he thinks, but pit bulls are a good dog. Those three were just outliers.
I was just saying what kind of dogs they were.
I know. But like,
I'm not racist. I'm not racist against dogs. I'm not. That is racist.
Is it speciesist? I don't fucking know.
So what's the difference?
I don't breed.
But yeah, same shit though. It's the same shit.
But anyway,
it's the same shit.
You gotta kill those dogs, dude.
Oh, at that point,
he was right.
100%. At that point, what do you mean?
Usually, you're like, yeah. Well, I mean, listen. Some people are listening to this and be like, I don't care what the fucking reasons were.
Of course, some people are stupid. There's a pit bull who lives here. I actually just talked to somebody and they got on me for saying that I said the only reason we don't eat dogs is because of culture.
And that's the only reason.
The only reason.
What do you mean?
The person was like, you would eat a dog? And I'm like,
I
yes.
would eat a person.
Well, that's what I said.
I would eat a person.
I said that too. And they're like, you would eat me. And I'm like, well, because meat is meat, right? It's like if you grew up eating it, simple as that. Like, because we're talking about
there's
the people,
more to it to me, but yeah,
we were talking. We were talking about the people in other countries who eat dog, right? And it's like before the internet, they didn't even know that that was frowned upon. You know, it's like this is just what they did. It's like they're wild dogs. You know, they fought wild. What's the difference between a deer and a dog and a cow and a horse and a? But here, it's like the. And I'm not saying I want to eat dogs or people. I'm just saying if we grew up doing it, it would be normalized. It would be fine. Why can't we eat a horse? Because they're pretty? I don't know.
I think because we had TV shows back in the day with talking horses.
That's what I'm saying. It's cultural, whatever
and
it is.
We made TV shows with dogs and cats who talked, and like we humanized them. And like, I don't know. Like we did the whole man's best friend with the dogs.
And
so
it
now
is. Oh, yeah. I thought
you
were talking about
horses.
You
do the opposite
too.
Of man's best friend where you're eating the dog. Now, well, yeah. But the horses, I mean, that was the dog before dogs, I guess.
That's what I'm saying.
You
seen that horse fuck that guy
to
death?
Dogs with function. What?
Did you ever see that video?
Of a horse or a guy? What'd you say?
The horse fucking the guy to death?
No.
You never seen that?
No, I don't think I have.
No?
I've seen at least.
Mr. Hands. Matter of fact, we're going to pull it up.
Brace yourselves.
Yeah, no, when we get a Patreon, we'll be able to pull that shit up. But yeah, there's a video of a guy getting fucked to death by a horse.
Comment down below if you'd like us to have a Patreon where you could see a horse fuck a guy to death.
Also, comment down below comment on this YouTube if you've seen it. And if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple, just go comment on the YouTube because you can't comment on those, which is dumb. But go comment on the YouTube if you've seen Mr. Hands video. Because have you ever seen One Guy, One Jar?
No, that's a thing.
You've seen Two Girls, One Cup?
No, I know about it. Okay. I like specifically
we probably have already talked about One Guy, One Jar on this.
No, I don't. We definitely talked about Two Girls, One Cup. I don't know. What's One Guy, One Jar? Does he got to fill it up?
Does he got to fill it up? No. And interestingly enough, it fills him up. So the video.
Sit on it?
Yeah. So the video starts and it's just a glass jar on the floor. And then you see these two man feet walk up to it, you know, naked man feet. And then you see a guy crouch down, and then you see him, his ass go onto the mason jar and open up and go, you know, all the way. So it somehow gets crazier, right? So he sits down on this thing and gets the entire mason jar into his ass. And he goes to stand up, and then you just hear it, and it breaks. And then he has to stand there in front of the camera and pull these shards out of himself, and he ends up like there's a puddle of blood and glass at the end of the video.
You know he didn't get it at all.
No, at the very end of the video, I'm pretty sure he goes, "Help!" And I'm like, dude, I'd have been screaming way before you did. He was very poised.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, like, One Guy, One Jar. That's one that sticks with you. It leaves a little imprint on you, you know?
See, and I'm getting this reaction just hearing you. Like, that's one of the few ones I think I'm happy not to.
That one is impressive, though, just to show you what the human body can and can't do. And if I could give everyone one piece of advice, is to use plastic mason jars if you're going to put them in your ass.
Look. Yeah, I guess.
Plastic. I mean, I know plastic's not good for us. Metal. That's the thing.
If it was a solid piece of glass, don't do this hollow jar shit. Right. I'm fine with glass. Glass is what they use, right?
Sure. Who's they?
I don't know. When I was watching Real Sex on HBO growing up as a little adolescent.
Oh, my God. That was the best.
The dildos were always made out of glass.
Dude, Real Sex was the best.
Like the high-paying people buy the glass ones, from what I remember.
Yeah. They got
plastic
all kind of shit.
Just like, you know.
They got like ones made out of different stones, you know, that people will charge under the full moon. You know, this is my onyx butt plug that I charge when there's a full moon.
We're not going to plug fucking, what is it, Gwyneth Paltrow's goop. She had that fucking stone you shove up your fucking vagina.
Pussy?
For,
oh, that's a thing, a jade egg.
Yeah, dude, get out of here.
What do you mean?
These fucking rock people and their stones.
Well, no. The thing in the pussy, without getting the woo woo stuff, it's to help like
it's all
build.
Woo-woo stuff.
Not, no, because it's to fix your muscles. It's to hold it. It's like a Kegel all day. That's
well,
what I'm saying. That's not woo woo. No,
like,
and that's what I'm saying. It's not. It's called a jade egg. What I'm talking about. They have things that you can put in your pussy to help like build up your vaginal walls or strengthen something. Your vaginal floor. That's it. Strengthen your vaginal floor.
I'm ignorant to that. If it's medical, which would that kind of sounded like?
Yeah, it's some type of training. Yeah, physical therapy, I guess.
You do spiritual shit.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spiritual guy?
I'm a spiritual guy, yeah. Cool. I mean, I don't, I'm not in a way of stones.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Like, I'm
not a crystal guy. You don't got crystals in the bathroom?
Right? No. But that's my thing. I'm not like against it. If that's your thing, that's your thing. If you want to put this like good feeling and energy and whatever the fuck else into this thing and it makes you feel good, go ahead. I'm not hating on that. I personally have a very specific type of spiritual. That's what's tough for me. It's like when I go to spiritual things, I'm like, this shit's gay. You know? And then when I'm around people who aren't spiritual at all, I'm like, I might be gay. You know what I mean? So it's like there's this middle ground where I'm like, to me, it's funny because anyone who's not exactly as spiritual as me, I can't get down with, you know?
That's fair.
But it's not fair. It's unfair, you know?
I mean, look, that's how we all make these distinctions,
right,
and,
right,
and we got to
right.
stick by them. That's what makes us us. That's why, like, I'm not for those fucking stone people.
Oh.
I don't know. We should be able to get rid of it. As long as we have a couple moments of silence, we'll be fine. And I'll edit this out.
Oh, let's do a moment of silence.
Perfect.
And that was for all?
Yeah. Oh, wait, what?
What was the moment of silence for? That's dedicated
so, like,
to someone.
I can basically
it's dedicated to someone.
Oh.
You know, like a moment of silence, you know? Like a respectful.
Who do you want to be dedicated to?
Maybe that guy burned himself up in D.C.
Yeah. Listen, that guy showed
not
us.
Not for any of the shit he was talking about. Don't give a fuck what he's protesting.
Like, every time I've seen someone go on fire on a TV show, which is probably a billion times, or a movie, like, they never are up that long. And that guy didn't have the suit.
Guys, go check
the,
it out. After One Guy, One Jar stops, put on the self-immolation in D.C.
Put the self-immolation on first. I think he'll warm you
a
up
nice
to,
little,
like, get
yeah,
the... Yeah,
some foreplay.
Whoo, man. Like, while it's violent, it's not that violent because the fire covers everything. And you've seen a person on fire, like I've said, a million times in TV shows and movies. So it's like, if you can just put it in your head, like, this isn't real, you can get through it without... Even though you know it's real. But then, like, he is a fucking superhuman man with how long he stood there. So then you're back to, like, is this real? But, yeah, it's totally real. And that guy is a fucking monster. Who should have been a firefighter. Back to being a firefighter, man.
Yeah.
Be a firefighter.
Yeah,
you want respect in this world?
Yeah, just a... Yeah. He did good.
He
did
good.
So that was his moment of silence is for.
Fuck, man. Palestine, I hope you're appreciative, or whoever it was for.
Yeah, for sure. They probably don't even know about
it. I know. What the worst. That's the worst.
Right.
And then they scrubbed the internet. I tried to find that video to show people at work, and I couldn't.
I know. After we talked about it, I had a few people text me and ask for it.
What the fuck? Like you said, that guy would want you to see that.
Well, here's the thing:
didn't
the
do
news,
that for no
the, well, the news and the internet, it's not free. It's not about, it's not like the Wild Wild West. It's not like it's for all the information out there. It's for the information that they want you to see. The government don't want you to see that, so they are in control of it. So to act like they're not is funny because of this exact situation. So when you say it's like free, you can do whatever you want. Find the video.
Yeah,
who's in charge of scrubbing it? You know,
dude, that's such a good point. Honestly, Amazon does the same thing in such a weird way. Like, you go on there thinking it has all the products of all things, but really, they're just pushing their own shit.
Same with
you.
Google and the search
it's
results.
Like, yeah, it's nuts. Like, you get to this level, and then you can just, you know.
It's how do you not be a monopoly at that point?
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't know. And that, I hate Amazon recently because, like, I was trying to get some item, right? A couple items. And they have same-day delivery. They have next day. And
now they
whatever.
Got all in delivery options.
But You know how if you get $35 in one of them, that's how you activate it? So if I do $35 in an order for same day, I can get it the same day or the next day. They're different, though. If I put a same day item in my cart and a next day item, they're not both going to get there next day. Even though, like, the same day should qualify for next day because same day is fucking quicker than next day.
Yeah.
But they doesn't count. Like, it's just like, this is a separate thing. You have to get all $35 in same day
or all $35 on next day items. It's like being a Prime member. It doesn't even matter anymore.
What the fuck are we doing here? Just give me the fucking item. Like, they're next day close.
Right.
I'm asking for 2 day delivery. Like, I'm giving you an extra day.
Well, the thing with me is they'll just keep making up new charges. Like, how about even with, like, Venmo and Cash App? It's like, you want your money right now? It'll be extra.
No, yeah.
How much longer is it going to take the computer to do the work?
I don't even know.
Move the numbers over. Right. They're numbers on a fucking screen. You mean to tell me you don't got an algorithm that can just know? It's bullshit, dude. It's just all these extra fees for convenience, you know?
And I like the convenience. We do it for fantasy football, but it turns out that when you do all of these payments, they take a fee. And now you've either got to, you know, put more money in to counteract that fee, or just deal with, you're not getting the full payment because convenience. But I don't know. I'm only now starting to Venmo. I don't like this digital shit, dude.
Why?
I'd rather have money. Because, like, internet goes down from time to time anywhere in the world. It's not that often. But the one fucking time that I need it to not go down, it will fucking be down.
I need to
be prepared.
I don't know.
But then you go to D.C. and they're like, well, we're cashless.
Oh, like, everywhere's gonna be.
What the fuck do you mean?
Everywhere's gonna be.
This is like what the. This is it. This is what the thing is that your digital bullshit represents.
Not anymore. Well, because that used to mean gold, and then once it stopped meaning that, it became pointless, and they know it.
And you know what else is pointless? The fucking human language. But like, that's another conversation.
Well, I think it's kind of nice to communicate. This would be a pretty boring podcast if we didn't have language.
We made this beautiful language, and we made it like with all these rules, and like it all made sense. And now we've like foregone all that shit. We don't care. And you just speak any way you want.
Oh, see, I like that.
Every meme.
I like that. I'd hate to be like, and thou shalt art that. Because what do you mean, beautiful language? It's changed with the time.
I guess. Like, you know they don't teach cursive anymore?
Why would they?
Just because it's something that everyone should, like, know.
Why?
Like,
why? That's not true. Man. You have no reason. That's the thing.
You
just
sign your name places, right?
So just learn the signature. Like, they still have to learn that.
Well, you have to learn cursive to learn. If you
they
do
still
a
do
cursive
that.
Signature.
They still do that.
You don't have to sign your name in the cursive. You can sign your name. You could write a dick as a, you know, and that's your signature. And
there you go. So you don't need cursive.
But see, and that's the thing. We changed from, like, the rules
so
just
why
get
not
more
just,
watered
why not
down.
Keep using hieroglyphics?
Then why have rules at all?
Let's use hieroglyphics
then. Let's get rid
then.
Of
like,
all the rules.
No, you're saying to go, like, when draw the line?
Kind of.
So should we keep using the hieroglyphics?
Some we do, though, I feel like. We use symbols.
Well, emojis.
Like, you go,
now
you go
emojis
to a bathroom,
are the new hieroglyphics.
It's a symbol of a woman with a skirt or a fucking man without the skirt. It's hieroglyphics. It's a fucking picture.
Yes, right. But
we still use them.
Yeah, but yours, because and to your point, everything other than hieroglyphics is stupid.
No, I'm saying, like, men and women was fine, but then, like, I don't know what you would do now. Like, do you have three bathrooms, or are we still at two? I don't know what kind of, I'm not, like, hip to the world. I know we were doing,
I mean,
like,
you exist in it.
I know, but, like, I don't participate in it in the same way. Like, I don't know, dude. I'm just doing my shit. I stay in my lane.
Sure.
I watch my shit. I listen to the music I listened to in high school. There's a couple fucking things that have gone into my playlist since then. Dude, I'm very...
holding on to the
past. I stay in my lane. Well, that... And I know what I like, kind of. And
which is
like,
cursive? And your music.
No, I mean, but like calligraphy. Like, there's like reasons to use these skills. And like,
are there? What yeah. Name some.
When you make a sign. If you want to make a sign somewhere, like you fucking want to have
don't need,
it like.
You can make it however you want,
like,
though.
Like, someone had to learn how to write fucking in that font to make that font exist. Otherwise, like, that doesn't exist.
Yeah, so people learn how to write still.
Well, then, that's what I'm saying. Like, we should still have that. Like,
yeah, but it doesn't need to be cursive
or
calligraphy.
I'm not saying everyone has to, like,
you're saying go back
it.
To calligraphy and cursive.
I'm just saying we should still teach them. There's no reason to just forego them completely. Like, there's plenty of time in the day. I'm not saying they have to fucking perfect it, but everyone should at least fucking get...
I guess I just don't find cursive that important, or calligraphy. They're
mean,
nice to have if
it's
an elective, if you want them.
It's just as important as knowing, I don't know, history or something. Like, what do you do with that? What do you do with history in your daily fucking
day? Maybe not daily, but it's nice to know so you can see how the world works and see it repeating
itself.
It wouldn't
itself. Be nice to be able to make something pretty.
It doesn't help how the world works.
Neither does history for
yeah,
you.
It does for me. to see how things go and watch it repeat itself and understand how things happen and how we got to where we're at.
The words you're saying.
How we got to where we're at. I'm not saying in my day to day life, in my interact
society based on whether or not I'm not changing history, it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, so, but just because I can't change something thing. Doesn't mean I don't want to know it.
Okay, I guess. I don't know. I just think that, like, we're just taking more and more things away. We're also making it easier to pass high school. You just have to fucking show up now. You don't have to actually. Yeah. I think my buddy was saying you got to pass 2 of the 4 core classes, and, like, that's good enough. We had to pass it all and just not have 6 absences or whatever. And if you did, you had to have your parents come in and be like, it's fine. He had those absences. We excused yeah. them.
I got most likely to skip school, so I know all about absences.
That's fair. So I don't fucking know what I'm talking about, but
neither do
we. Keep pulling out, like, calligraphy and cursive is like a cool thing we came up with. We're just getting rid of it. Like, okay, I guess fine. Let's just get rid of more shit then.
Maybe just teach it as an elective.
I guess so.
Yeah, that's where I'm meeting in the middle.
I don't know.
You hear about this eclipse that's coming?
Yeah. I saw you're gonna take that little trip thing.
Yeah, I'm going to go see it. I heard it's neat to see. Next one will be in 2044, and who knows, we'll probably be dead by then, you know? Or biological batteries for AI, like I said.
Yeah, I saw it, and I was like, man, if that was a cooler trip, I'd go. I don't care about the sky. I don't care about the stars myself.
No?
I don't look up. Nah, dude, I don't. Fuck space. Just the same thing with deep sea. Fuck that.
Fuck space.
Like, humans That's aren't great. Meant for any of that shit. So,
well,
like,
we exist in it.
I guess we in exist space. On Earth,
which is in space.
And Earth is in space. Yeah. But, like, you know, just because we can do something doesn't mean we should do something.
I just find it neat.
I'm all about exploration.
I just personally find it neat.
But anyway, like, just to see, like, what the sun is going to get covered by the moon, or the moon's going to get covered by the sun.
The sun will be covered by the moon, and it'll be 100% blocked.
Didn't we see this like a couple years ago? Like,
yeah,
years
ago? It's 2017, but in Maryland it wasn't 100%. So basically, the 100% is where the magic is, supposedly. Because even this time, you'll be able to see it in Maryland. It'll just be a less percentage. I'm going to go drive to Ohio to see the 100%. You know.
The main thing that I learned from that time was at least one famous football player was like, I'm going to look at this thing without glasses. And he fucking did, and nothing fucking happened to him.
Sure.
So it was like, have we been lied to? Like, is this thing not actually dangerous to just
fucking
look at?
I think it's potentially dangerous is the
Maybe.
Thing.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't fucking know. I'm just throwing out things that I saw.
Well, I'm
going to
use the glasses.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Better safe than sorry.
Yeah. Or, you know, it could be a solar eclipse, or some people, I've seen a few people on Facebook share that it's prophetic. It's God.
Oh.
Because.
And I guess you're worthy of witnessing God.
Kidding. Everyone is, right? Everyone.
Are we?
Yeah, sure, of course.
We're not worthy of listening to him or
Jesus,
hearing
Jesus is coming back, brother.
Is he? I thought he did that.
No. He's supposed to come back now.
Again.
Yeah. Because he's coming back. He came the one time.
Right.
And now he's coming back.
But he was alive and then died for 3 days and came back.
Yeah.
Now he's just been gone for however but whatever.
Okay,
and now he's just like, come back.
Yeah, apparently so. There's this like this big long post where people are like, this is, you know, more or less like could be apocalyptic, you know, God says he talks to us, you know, with the suns and the stars. It just blows my mind that there's people walking around that believe this.
That's what people say though.
I
the
know.
The problem is like everything that anyone says about God or anything is just something some person came up with.
They were directed by
you
God.
Could argue
God told them to write it, is what they said.
Moses got the Ten Commandments told to him or some shit on that mountain with the lightning
somebody.
And blah, blah, blah. I don't fucking
One
know.
Of them.
But, like, that's the only... Here's the thing. I just need everyone to know that when you die, even if it's temporary, dopamine gets released into your brain immediately. I don't know why it happens, but it's a scientific thing. So when you die and you see God or you go to heaven... Nah, dude. You just went on a little drug-induced trip. A naturally drug-induced trip, but that's what it is. I'm sorry. Maybe there's a heaven. Maybe. But you haven't seen it, if there is. So, just want to throw that out there. People aren't going to like me for that, but fuck them.
I mean...
Just go to heaven. Just be a good person. Go to heaven. That's all. You'll be fine. or there won't be a heaven and you're going to be disappointed. But no, you won't, because you'll be dead.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. The idea, just live your life.
Yeah, the idea of religion is just, like, problematic to me. Only because, like, the even like the thing that's getting shared about it being prophetic, right? Let's say that gets into someone's head who is, like, a little bit manic or a little bit bipolar, right? And now they're not based off of logic or reasoning or sound art. Like, once you get into a dogmatic belief, it scares me. Because of the type of person I am, not like actually to my core, but like it gives me this weird trepidation. Like I'm just worried a little, because it's like, how do I communicate with that person? Like, you know, and then also, again, like, if they're not fully there, who's to say they're not going to fucking, you know, kidnap the neighbors and kill them to send them to the heaven, you know, because the God's coming when the eclipse happens. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like. Obviously, I'm just saying, a lot of bad things happen under the guise of religion. You know, people drown their fucking babies in the bathtub because of the religion and shit. And it's like, or don't take them to the hospital. I mean, there's lots of bad examples. There's lots of good examples. It's just that when you start to make, like you said, someone makes these connections between old ass biblical verses to stuff that's happening now, and in this very vague and overarching way that doesn't really say predict anything, but like it's like, just be, it's coming, you know, it's the third, you know, they make all these crazy connections between these old verses and what's going on now, and because it's the third eclipse of this kind, and it's like, it's just a little alarming to me, honestly. It's like, in 2024, it's one thing to be religious, but it's another thing to start, you know, doing that. And that just, to me, I don't know. I know very intelligent people who are very religious, which is, it's like, yeah, to me, it seems like intelligence is like the antithesis to religion, because I feel like intelligence is often data-based, you know, or like has proof to the beliefs of what they have. But I know really smart people who are religious, you know.
If God made man in his image, right, we're just basically like little shadows of what he is. And so he's just a big person. Well, you know, at the end of the day, kind of. He's pretty fucking needy if he needs us to, like, worship him for just, like, be... Like, he was just, like, fucking around one day, and he was just like, people, fucking animals, land, whatever.
He could have been more intentional than that.
Maybe, or maybe, like, he fucking did this planet and fucked off, and now, like, he's been gone since he, like, fucking made all this shit. No one knows. Like, any guesses are just as fucking... I don't know, realistic
unfounded
as whatever.
Or, yeah,
like,
or realistic,
anything can
yeah.
fucking be the truth. Sure. No one will ever know until sure. you're past dead, and that's when you get to find out the proof, I guess.
Maybe,
exactly. Or it's just dark and sorry. Like,
or anything,
I hope you didn't spend your entire life on something that was not a lie, but maybe an untruth. I don't know. But then again, you have this other thing where it's like, do the ends justify the means? Like, if you do good shit your whole life, just to go to heaven, are you doing those things because you're a good person, or for the selfish thing that you don't want to be in hell for
right,
the rest of eternity?
Right,
that's
exactly.
not the same thing.
Right.
Now,
good point.
People can get good shit
that's
out of your
point,
your what you do. That's great.
About that.
But like at the
if
end
your motivation
of the day,
is for a means to an end to a better place.
That's, all,
that's interesting.
Yeah, like that's not good.
Well, it's not necessarily right. It's the byproduct is
it
good.
It might be good.
Right,
yeah,
right.
But at the end of the day,
interesting.
So, like, fuck all that. I think God gave us free will.
Fuck all that.
And he would be more appreciative if we just had independent thought and weren't easily swayed.
On this episode of Things I Think Are Gay, God.
Oh, shit.
Nah,
I think
I believe in God, just not like any of yours. You know
just,
what I mean?
I'm open to agnostic, too. Like, I'm not willing to say one way or the other.
Sure, yeah.
I think to say that there is a God is just as crazy to say there's no God.
Definitely.
It's
they're both just
they're
as crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Just say you don't fucking know.
Right.
You're not capable of knowing. You'll never know. Well...
Yeah, well, I don't
you
claim
might.
To know. I don't think, yeah.
Might know
yeah, the people who claim to
die.
Know is wild.
You might.
People who claim to know is crazy.
Or you might find out.
But
well.
Faith is about not knowing and still believing, you know? And it's like,
yeah, but
I believe in the universe or this, like, and not that it's necessarily this benevolent, like, thing that's, like, controlling thing. I don't know. I do believe, I guess it would be kind of agnostic. I hate labels so much. I hate to even say that I'm that, because then people would be like, that's Justin's fair, agnostic. Dude. But I'm not. Yeah, I'm just, dude, Justin. I hear you. And it's fluid and it changes. Like, my beliefs change from time to time. You know, in 4 episodes from now, I'll be a Buddhist. 2 episodes from now, I'll be a Satanist.
That's,
you know?
That's good, though. That just means your ideas are fucking malleable. Yeah, you they don't constantly. Know the truth. No one knows the truth. Yeah. Even scientists. Like, science changes.
Science
every
is a religion,
day.
Too. Yeah. Like, people get dogmatic about science. Because it's just the best evidence we have so far. That's all I. That's all.
Great.
Yes, it is. But that's all it is. Yeah. We constantly are finding new evidence that throws all the other shit out the window. Sometimes people get killed for it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Like saying the sun didn't revolve around, or we didn't, or you know, or we thought we were the center of the universe, and then one of them old smart dead guys said,
Isaac Newton or something.
One of them smart fucking guys, yeah. And they were like, kill him.
Or Galileo. I think it's Galileo.
Ah, like, there you go.
One of these motherfuckers.
Somebody.
They knew something. Or they didn't. They were just like spouting off of the mouth like we are, but they were just made a more respectable position in
society. Dude, if
society.
Galileo had a podcast, it would have been, it would have went off. He would have been Mr. Beast.
That could have been, shit. What a funny little parallel. Mr. fucking Beast. Hey, so you have a notepad or a dry erase board on your refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
It says practice ropes. When I hear practice ropes, I watch a lot of Always Sunny, and like, so to me, ropes would be like cum. So I'm just like, what's
practice
like, ropes?
Oh, like big shooting ropes?
Shooting dude.
Ropes of cum?
Are you practicing how to shoot ropes?
Yeah, so for those who don't know, shooting like... ropes of cum is a thing. That is funny. It was a 4-roper, a 7-roper. It's like how you can measure your, ropes. Measure the, yeah.
God. Ebert and Roper, like after Roger and Ebert, there was Ebert and Roper.
What?
So like the guys who movie critics. The
okay. I was gonna say I have heard it.
Yeah, okay.
Didn't know what the fuck it was. So yeah, anyway. On my dry erase board, I have practice ropes. I thought you were gonna be like worried about me canging myself. I thought that's the joke you were gonna make. Is like, dude, I've seen this on here for a couple times. And are you all right?
No, if you were practice nooses,
yeah,
then I'd have been.
Well,
like,
that's why I didn't write nooses. I didn't want to alarm anyone.
Code words are good, but because we're in your private domicile, I figured you wouldn't have codes for yourself. You would just be. So I don't know. I have to delve in a little deeper.
Well, I'm trying to get Sheila on the podcast, so I can't just have practice noose on there. You know, I have
that's
guests
fair.
Come over
that's
and
fair.
Stuff.
That's
but
fair.
No, I'm pretty ignorant to it still, so that's why it's practice. But Shibari, just like tying bitches up.
Oh, got it.
Like
okay.
Bondage, you know?
Yeah, all right.
I think it's called Shibari.
Wouldn't that be more knots? Is it the knots that are the... Or is it just... It's rope. Okay.
I mean,
it's
the same difference.
Ropes.
It's
yeah.
the same difference. I mean, I'm using ropes to make the knots.
Yeah.
Same difference. So, yeah. I think those ropes are really cool. There's something really cool about being like doing the constraining thing, and then it looks pretty too, and it like is very artful. There's like a whole. What's neat about it is like I suck dick at it. Like I'm just terrible at it. So there's lots of room to grow. Like I was never a Boy Scout. I was only molested. So like halfway there, but I don't know a lot about knots, you know. So I've been practicing. What I do is I put my leg here and practice on my own leg, you know, like. So it's like you single column tie, and then you can do a double column tie, and then you can tie a single column tie to a different single column tie. Eventually, I'd like to be able to hang from someone from the ceiling and fuck them, you know?
Damn, and I mean, there is something to that, because you got to do it in such a way where they're not cutting off their circulation,
it does,
right?
But that's the whole thing about it. Yeah. It doesn't tighten on them. You make these knots that stay, they don't tighten on them. That's the first one you learn is a single column tie. Yeah, so that's what practice ropes means.
Yeah, dude, that's that was a lot more than what I thought you were gonna say. I thought you were just like doing the battle ropes at the gym, like just.
No. I'm trying to be a Shibari master. Okay. Maybe it's Shibari. I don't even know how to say it. It's like the Japanese word, I think, or something. But, it's pretty cool. You've seen it, yeah?
I have seen it. I follow someone on Instagram who like will show these pictures every once in a while, and like personally, not into it. Fuck, dude, I couldn't think of a more uncomfortable. Thing, but like
to do
people,
or have done too,
like they look like they're uncomfortable. Clearly they love it because they all keep coming back to doing this shit, but like I just look at it like the I don't know, it just looks uncomfortable. Same thing with the people that shove the hooks through their fucking skin, and like
that
they
seems
hang,
so
they
different. That seems like such
I mean,
a big difference.
It's
to me.
Still hanging,
it's not puncturing yourself.
Yeah.
Puncturing yourself and piercing your skin with something is
like,
crazy.
It's not big deal, like
it is to me.
It's to me too.
That's what I'm saying. Ropes
like
are not
who
a big
do
deal.
It, they explain
piercing
it like it's like
a
controlled
deal.
State of shock because your body is like knows it's in a weird precarious position, but like it's not in any way dangerous somehow. Because
if it's
just
done,
like,
properly, yeah,
right. It's all. I was just a vanilla guy, dude. I guess. The other day, like,
yeah. I'd say I'm Neapolitan.
Thanks. I have a tiny bit of fucking flavor, but like, shit, man. Hanging people up is just not for me.
Yeah.
You can stay with. I like gravity. If you like gravity, dude, you should fuck gravity with me.
I don't love gravity.
It's gonna fucking pull us all into like these.
It never loses.
Melty shapes of
It never loses.
No, it doesn't.
Everyone eventually succumbs to gravity.
Oh shit! And tits are the first ones. I mean, like, unfortunately,
tits are the first to go. God.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, it should be like, you know how we should have free healthcare.
Yeah.
It should be free titties for everyone who hits 40. You know.
Who doesn't like titties?
That's what I'm saying. Not even bigger necessarily. Just tighten them up, you know, get them, especially if you had a couple kids, you know, you just want to. You know. Nah, some titties hold up there, hold up pretty well for a long time.
Seriously. But I don't know what that's. I don't know. I don't know if it's like you keep everything else tight and that shit stays tight, or if like.
I don't think so. It's like a whole different thing. Yeah. The titties are a whole different thing, and it seems to be really biological because there's titties come in all shapes and sizes.
They do.
You see the little flat pancake titties that hang well down that are flat?
We got a guy at work. He's got these orangutan things, dude.
A guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Well, dude, guys have titties.
That's true.
Guys almost have more titties than girls most of the time I've seen. I mean, fuck. We're all going to have titties. And if you have pecs and you don't keep them up, guess what?
Titties.
Why do you think I don't work on my chest?
That's why.
I don't want titties. Dude, titties.
That's why. That's the reason.
If you're a big guy, it's fine. Like, you're going to have titties as a big man. It's fine. If you're a skinny-ish man or like, and you have tits too, there's no worse look for a man.
So keep working the chest out and don't get the titties.
But see, you're going to have pecs. Like, you need to work the chest, yes, but not in the same way people think. Like, don't fuck with that bench press bullshit. No one cares how much weight you can push up. Like, what are you even doing that for? What functional reason?
No functional reason.
Exactly.
It's to look good, yeah. People
fucking
want to look
vanity
good.
Muscles. Don't work on your vanity muscles. Work on your legs. Your legs fucking matter. Your legs are what connects to fucking everything. If you got strong legs.
Work on anything you goddamn want. I say as long as you're working out and being active and sweating and shit and getting after it,
you work on
I say get
muscles,
after it.
Dude.
It's better than not working any muscle.
No,
like if you're going to be in the gym working out, it's way better than fucking laying on my bed.
I don't know. I see these people like, this is a little bit different. There's these shirts going around for dad bods that like, they're tight on the arms, but like they're loose at the belly.
Oh, that's all I wear.
So like you look like you're in shape.
That's what this is. That's what I'm wearing.
It's like
True Spanx. Classic. Shout out. We're sponsored by True Classic.
Or it's like a girdle in a way. It's just like, don't buy specialty shirts to hide your grossness. Just fucking be better. I don't know. Like
I feel that's hilarious.
Fuck's sake.
I feel like it's just getting a shirt that fits you better, that you like to fit better.
Listen, it's fine if it's just a regular shirt, but like you're buying I'm talking a specialty shirt. Like this, like, and they fucking advertise like this is the way your woman wants you to look, and it's just like, oh, what? Not sloppy? Just don't fucking be sloppy, and you'll be fine. Like, I don't know, dude. We're just such a lazy fucking people.
Yeah, I said you gotta look in the mirror and ask yourself, would I want to fuck me?
Yeah, and don't worry about the fucking numbers on the scale. That's another thing. Because
you got to fuck you. You know, or someone's got to fuck you.
Don't matter. Everyone's different. Your bones could be denser than the next guy. You're going to be heavier than him. It's what can you do with where you're at? Can you functionally fucking work your body and do shit with it? There are fat dudes who can fucking do cartwheels and fucking shit I can't fucking do.
Sure.
It's not about necessarily the shape or the number. Like, just be more active. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I did yoga this morning, trying to keep this body right.
They're like, I want to have kids young.
And I posted about it on the internet,
so
it counts.
I can still play with my kids and shit. I'm like, I'm looking around. These motherfuckers ain't playing with your fucking kids now anyway.
Now they're on the phone.
Why'd you have the fucking kids early? What? Never mind. I'm just getting on a stupid tangent.
I think if you get really sloppy and let yourself go and you have a partner and you guys are, you know, having sex, I think it's like, it's rude. It's like disrespectful. You know, it's disrespectful to yourself to get sloppy, but if you have a partner who has to suck your dick, it's extra disrespectful, or eat your pussy or go down. It's like if you get extra sloppy and just give, like a lot of people just give up, you know, and it's like this is disrespectful to me, honestly.
If the seven deadly sins are real and God's actually watching,
God's pissed.
Dude, what are you fucking doing, dude? Do you think God made you just so you could fucking shovel pancakes in your fucking face all day
pancakes
and
are
do
good.
Nothing? They're fine. I rather have pancake waffles titties in my face. French you're... toast, but you know, well, pancakes are fine.
I think I would. Yeah, I'd rather have waffles as well, or French toast. Yeah. Agreed.
It's, you know, it's a good breakfast cake, but it's kind of low tier breakfast cake.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But, look at us agreeing.
You can't be doing that.
The pancakes get a little sloppy.
Yeah.
You know, the waffles hold up better. The French toast holds up better.
It has a crisp and a sloppy.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't just fall apart with the syrup.
Yeah. Just something weird about eating just cakes, especially in the morning.
Yeah, the morning case with the sugar syrup. Yeah, it's like, it's dessert.
I just woke up. I don't want to go back to sleep.
It's dessert. It's dessert. Eating any of those is dessert, really. Because they're covered in syrup.
But then at the same time, this is how I am, and it sucks being me, because I'll be like, I say all that shit, and I'm like, but you know what? If you're in America, fuck it, dude. Do whatever you want. You want to eat fucking fast food every day of your life and just slop it up? We made this country for kind of that. That and selling shit however you want with the capitalism thing. So, like,
we're here to be sloppy, fat pieces of shit.
I can't be too mad at capitalism or fatness because of the way we set this country up, but I am. I don't like either of those fucking things. But I can't fucking fix them. I'm not smart enough. And I know communism and socialism probably aren't necessarily the things, but. And there I go talking about politics.
So then. Do drugs instead.
And that's why you just ignore the world, live your life. Mm. Your vote doesn't fucking count. You may think it does. And obviously, you add it up a million, whatever. Fuck that. No, I don't care. People are fucking buying votes. It doesn't matter. It's all rigged.
It's always been rigged.
And plus, the people in charge aren't even in charge. So.
No, we don't know. Yeah.
Puppets, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, what's fun?
I don't know. Conor McGregor's a cokehead. You seen them videos?
No, he's a cokehead. Well, who is? That shit's fun.
Yeah. I'm not knocking the guy. Hey, it's just like he gets on he's had a couple interview appearances lately where he's not looking so hot. And it's just like he's got his accent and he's just like, yeah, fucking, fucking. And it's just like he keeps doing this thing with his shoulders. He's like, obviously, the title was like, you know, Conor McGregor involuntary spasming due to allegedly cocaine. It's like, he's not spasming. He's just either hasn't slept in a while or he looks like he's on stimulants of some sort.
Is he Irish?
Yeah.
So he's definitely an alcoholic.
Conor McGregor. Yeah. He's definitely a booze hound.
To some degree. Yeah,
well, and he has his own liquor, his own like whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
He's definitely an alcoholic.
I do kind of remember that.
Yeah. He's a little drunk leprechaun at the end of the rainbow.
You know, I don't really know a whole lot. I remember enjoying some of his fights back in the day, and then, like, I remember him punching an old man in a bar in a video.
I saw that.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what it was over.
I don't think anyone knew.
But,
I think he tried to give him, like, a shot of his whiskey or something, because he had the whiskey.
I think it had to do with your whiskey. That's why I think it's, I'm not sure. I don't know. He was a fun little guy.
Connor, if you're listening, I know you are. We hope you get better, brother. We're praying for you. I heard a comment one time say, I hate it when someone tells me they're going to pray for me. It's like, oh, so you mean do nothing at all? He's like,
absolutely.
Because it's like it's the easiest thing you can do for somebody. Dude. He's like, I'd rather you make me a sandwich. At least then I'll have a sandwich to eat.
I don't want to sit here and like steal Anthony Jeselnik.
Well, I just stole somebody's joke.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you also usually like, bookend your sentences with this.
Yeah, that's
mine.
Not mine. Yeah,
so it's fine.
So then do the same
Anthony
thing.
Anthony Jeselnik in around like 2013 had a special called Thoughts and Prayers, and like it got to that point where it's like somebody like loses somebody, and like all these people send you their thoughts and prayers and blah blah blah, and like you know what that's worth? Fucking nothing.
Yeah,
and it is. It's just like the least.
It's a nice sentiment.
It is in a way, but all it really is a way for you to inject yourself into the situation and be like, but don't forget about me. I'm here too, and like I know you're going through something, but like,
oh, maybe it's not that bad.
Like
maybe it's just like I don't know what else to say or do. Let me try to reach out.
Nothing. It, like another comedian, one of his specials was called, what I should have said was nothing. And, like, that's what most people should be doing, me included. I should, a lot of the time, should fucking assess the situation and then be like, maybe what I have to say isn't fucking necessary. And a lot of the time, it's not.
Well, what I say is never necessary, but I gotta say it. If I don't say things, I'll explode, you know?
See? Well, then at least you have a reason. I will always explode.
I got you. If I don't say things, my head will blow off my fucking body.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't send me your thoughts and prayers, all right? I don't need them.
Send me a dollar instead.
Sure. Like, if I gotta pay for a fucking funeral, help me with that. Like, do something real. I don't need you to pray for me. You know what? God already has his fucking opinions, right? God's not like, oh, this guy's got 50 followers that are praying for him. I'm giving him a bonus. Fuck out of here. That's not how it works. I don't need.
Oh, wow. Look at all the people who are requesting this guy's prayers.
Get the fuck out of here. You might rape kids in your fucking free time. And none of these people know that. God knows. God will do what God's going to do.
Well, let's not send thoughts and prayers to those people.
Fine, but whatever. Don't send them to me either. I'm a piece of shit. I'm not that.
Are you raping kids?
That kind of piece of shit. But I'm a piece of shit.
These are my confessions.
Like, I don't know. I'm not a perfect person. Who fucking is? Right?
Me.
But you are, honestly.
No, yeah, we're all flawed. We all suck. We're all falling short, you know? But all you can do is try, right?
And if you like thoughts and prayers, fucking more power to you. Some people like friends. There's nothing wrong with liking dumb shit.
Yeah.
I like dumb shit.
Yeah.
But I don't like friends.
Like the show or just having them?
No, I love having friends. The show. Yeah, it's always the show.
Yeah, the show sucks. I've been battling with my mind about like posting stuff on the internet. Like I went to the yoga thing this morning and then like was gonna post that I went to it, and then I'm like, not that posting is inherently egotistical or self-inflating.
It is.
Not inherently.
I mean, what was the point of the post?
Well, that's what I'm getting at. So it's not inherently, but that's why you have to ask that question. Because if it was inherently, it wouldn't matter what the point was, right?
I don't know. Give me the point.
No, but I'm saying if the point matters, then it can't be inherently egotistical because the point matters.
Depends.
What's your point? It must matter if you want to know.
I need to know the point of the post.
And therefore, it's not inherently egotistical.
Maybe.
The posting's not.
It doesn't matter though.
We're talking about posting in general. Posting in general is not inherently egotistical. You're saying it is, but you're asking the point. If you're saying for this kid, you're proving my point because you're saying I'm saying posting by
itself. We'll see.
But here, no, we won't. That's you're missing the whole thing. I think
I might be because, might be.
But
I'm
so,
dumb.
So follow.
I'm dumb.
But no, you're not. Just follow me. I'm saying that posting by itself is not inherently egotistical. You said yes. How is it not? Implying that it is. So I'm just saying like it matters the context. And you said, well, what was the context? Meaning that. If you care about what the context was or what, no, not the context, but what was the reason for posting? So if the reason matters to you, then it wouldn't be inherently, right?
If you're posting anything outside of like, I'm putting this here so that it's here in my memories a year from
there
now so that I can revisit it.
There you go. Outside
of. I could argue that that's not egotistical. That I could argue, but like that's not a real reason.
I'll take it.
Because you're still.
What if you're trying to inspire people to go to something?
You know what you could do?
What if you're trying to inspire people to do yoga?
Can you put these things on private so no one can see them and then they're in your memories a year from now? I just want to know this in general.
I have no idea.
If you can do that, then I'm back to, yes, fucking eat.
What if it's like I want people to do yoga?
Because you think that you are an authority figure on anything to tell anyone anything.
I'm
like,
not telling anyone to do it.
Like yoga.
I'm not telling anyone to do it. But see, I'm not.
What are you doing, though?
Telling people I did it.
Yoga
because I know
good.
When I see someone, oh, wow. It's just like a reminder. No?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. I battled with it in my head, and I talked about it. I said, I don't know why I'm posting the fact that I went. I'm like, I guess it's my – I think it's because I like yoga, and I'm proud that I went. But I'm guessing the fact that I'm posting it is to get those pats on the back, which would be egotistical.
Like, why can't you just be like, I like yoga, and that's the end of the thought?
Well, just because I'd like to inspire others. Not that I'm and again, not that I'm speaking from a place of authority. I'm not claiming to know anything. I'm just going, hey, I did yoga today. And then maybe it makes someone else go, oh, wow, he does yoga, maybe I'll try yoga.
I hear you, but to think that you're an inspiration –
I am, brother. I think that anyone can inspire anyone. Like I can see my yoga mat and be reminded to go do. Oh yeah, I should go do yoga. You know what I'm saying? That's all
like,
I mean by inspire.
People who are inspiring other people aren't conscious that they're inspiring people in the moment. Like a hero that is like saving someone from a fucking car that's about to hit them. Like isn't thinking about the inspiration that they're gonna impart.
No, they're not
that.
In that
like,
scenario.
It's just like in a,
of course.
But like that's to me, that's how inspiration works. Inspiration's a natural thing for you to just be like, I did yoga today. And I think this might inspire you to do yoga today.
Well, let me tell you.
It's not like a pure thing.
Well, let me just tell you. It was pure.
Inherently.
It was pure for me because
you have an anonymous fucking channel and it's just like this
so
is
you
like
have
from
to post anonymously.
I don't know, dude. Because otherwise, you think you have a fucking, and that's egotistical. Like to think you have authority or
no authority
or influence on someone else to be like. Hey,
I think
man.
The same influence seeing a yoga mat could have. Again, that's the thing. I'm not saying I'm influential or inspirational. I'm saying like, oh wow, seeing my, you know, seeing my water half empty could inspire me to drink water. It's not like that water's inspirational to me.
I guess.
Yeah. And my whole thing was the post was me talking to my camera about it, saying I think I'm probably doing this for the wrong reasons. You know.
Oh fuck! So that's, it was a video post.
Yes, and that's why I was pure because I didn't do a video of me doing yoga. It was just afterwards, me saying, hey, I was going to post about it, but I didn't, but now I am. But now I'm like in my head about why am I posting about this? Do I want these egotistical pats on the back? I'm not sure what it is. And luckily, because it was from a pure place, I had a few good conversations because of it. People were like, dude, I'm in my head about this all the time, about when I post, you know, it's like what? So it was nice.
Dude, that's why my fucking profile from YouTube is like a picture that doesn't even look like me now, six or seven years old. I
like interactions. Yeah, that's the truth. There it is.
That's fair.
I just figured it out. That's why I posted it. That's why I would have posted it.
There's, you know,
for the interactions.
Probably something to that, which is fine.
For the interactions.
I'm going to go use your bathroom real quick.
Solo podcast. Just me talking. Dan, this would be so hard. This is what Bill Burr does, I think. Just talks to the camera. There's a few people who do podcasts like this. Crystal Lee's crazy ass does it. I feel like I'm not wacky enough. Maybe if I had, you know what, if I could have the internet pulled up and talk about like the clips I'm watching, I could do that by myself probably. I like to be, again, I like the interaction. I like to be with people. So I probably couldn't do it by myself because I would just like feel like I'm maniacally rambling. If I did one full podcast episode by myself, I think they'd come put me away. So that's why I have to have people here. And because, again, it's the interaction. It's the communication that I like. I don't like staying isolated.
I mean, that's totally fair.
You're a lot more isolated than
me. You could do it.
Do
like,
what?
The whole single-person podcast every once in a while just to, like, get some extra shit out there. It would be more personable. No one would be fucking interrupting
I don't
you.
Know if I could, though.
You totally could. You just don't think you can because, I mean, it's a daunting task. Because, one, it's very egotistical in the sense that you're – what we just talked about in a way. Like,
well, having a podcast is egotistical. Right.
It is, but it's not. Like,
no, it
half
is.
Of it is for like this person to be like spouting his fucking bullshit and then you just react to it. So like half of it's you, half of it is this. And then sometimes you'll let the guests do more work because they got shit to solve. Yeah. So sometimes it's very personable. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's like this side. So it's like,
yeah, 50-50. I still think having the podcast,
you wouldn't have
to do
as like long a podcast. You could do like 10-minute.
Oh,
podcast,
right. Yeah.
You know
now,
I mean? Like,
right. I'm thinking that there's that hour mark
that,
I have
dude.
To hit.
Nah, dude. That's rules. There's no rules to this world.
Yeah. I guess I could just
there's
ramble.
Laws, but even they're like arbitrary some of the time.
I guess I could just ramble.
You just come up with a couple fucking things that you're passionate about. Like, I could do a personal one where everyone fucking hated me because I'd be like, look, soulmates, right? Blah, blah, blah. Soulmates, the idea is great. I love the idea of a soulmate. I believe in the idea, but the fact that you would have one soulmate, stupid. That's fucking insane. And to think that any of your soulmates, I would say you probably have like 25 worldwide, which is still an insane number. You're never going to meet any of them unless you're fucking very adventurous. Long story short, your soulmate doesn't live in the same zip code as you. It just doesn't. Like, it can work. And it probably has worked a lot of the time. But you're settling. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. We all have to fucking realize that, like, our fucking perfect person is just... It's a dream to think you're going to find them.
Well, I don't think there is one. I don't even think there's 25 in the world. My thing is, like, so soulmates, I think... A soulmate to me is... This is a corny... It sounds gay, but it's like someone... Someone gave me this definition and I ran with it, but a soulmate is anyone who brings you closer to your own soul, and like you can find that in a romantic partner for sure, but I don't think that there's like a certain amount on the globe that you can find, or like I don't think that you're, it's the whole idea of the one and that you happen to go to the same high school as you. Yeah, it's like it is a juvenile thought.
It's not funny.
I don't want to say it is kind of stupid.
I
was trying to say
idea.
It's not stupid. It's
Listen,
stupid.
We all watch Boy Meets World.
That's what I'm saying. It's adorable.
Yes.
It's adorable.
It is adorable. We're not
Find
shitting
your Topanga.
On you.
Find your Topanga. And
but,
Topanga, if you're listening, and I know you are, hit the DMs.
The same time, it's just, come on, guys. Like, be an adult for half a second. I'm not even an adult. And well, I
just like the idea.
Search.
And then also it's so definite, right? To be like, I have one soulmate and I found them. And then they get hit by a car or they cheat on you with your sister. They fuck your sister, right? It's like, now what? That was your one and only soulmate. And then they go, then they get to go what? Like, oh, I was wrong. I was mistaken, right?
Sure.
Yeah. I have to, and then the next one, they find it. You know what I'm saying? They're like, this one actually is. And it's like, you guys could be extremely compatible. And that person could bring you closer to your own soul. Right. You know?
Which
so that,
could be like soulmate adjacent. You could be like, well, that's just why, outside. Well, and that's a great relationship.
And that's just where we differ
but
a little.
It's not perfect.
Right. But I don't think there's such thing as perfect.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. I just think
but
that there's.
But perfect for you.
No, I don't think there's that.
Kind of like
I mean it's a scale, it's a sliding scale, and there's closer to more compatible and what's perfect, what you need,
okay,
or what you feel,
so like,
that, you know,
one example for a person that found someone close by, I won't say names, but like when he goes to hang out with us on Friday nights, like the wife will be like, what are you doing? And he'll be like, oh, we're all just getting fucked up, having a good time. And she's like, just like, that sounds awesome. It's none of this like, oh, I'm over here watching the kids. I hope you do have a good. There's no like sense of like resentment in her. It's like
probably because of the relationship.
And like I'm supporting that like 100%.
Probably
and,
a
like,
healthy relationship.
That's not a regular thing. I feel I don't know. I don't know how many relationships you've been in. I've seen it. I've not been in very many myself. But like the shit I see, all of my married friends and all the ones that are in deep relationships, not like that. It's like, oh, you're having fun. I'm a little jealous now because I'm not also having the fun at the same time. And it's like, oh,
that
I have
seems,
to like
that's
count.
Toxic. That's a toxic
Dude, that
example.
Is what
90%
of relationships fucking are. I feel like.
Yeah, it's a lot of them, but it doesn't have to be yours. When's the last time you've been in one?
Dude, so long.
Like
so
how long?
It was fuck, dude. 2010, 13-ish years.
13 years.
Give or take. God maybe 2012. 13.
And have you just signed them all off or what?
No, I'm just like, I don't know.
Lazy.
Yes, I'm lazy. I know I don't have a whole lot to offer outside of like emotional support slash like I'm never abusive. I'm never like I want to be that wife that's like, oh, you're having fun, dude. Like, go have fun with your friends. Like, enjoy it. And then I'll be here when you fucking come home and it'll be fine. Like, you can have your fucking fun.
Sure.
And I can have mine. And we can just, like, meet in the middle here and it'd be great. But, like, I'm not seeing – like, everyone's having children now and everyone's like – there's no one out there that doesn't have kids. No offense.
No one out there.
I don't want to have –
there's no one out there.
I don't want to fuck with your kids. Well – and then I only
it does shorten the dating pool. The older you get, the dating pool gets smaller and smaller.
Right. And I'm not a super socially active person. So right. I go to my trivia on Wednesdays. I do my like basement hangout with my buddies on Friday, and then I work. So like I have to be on a dating app. So now at that point you have to like have active photos of yourself to like sell
you
yourself.
You had to have to go dating app or interact more.
I don't have fucking photos of myself.
So then like, interact just, more.
So like
why don't you have photos of yourself?
Because I'm not that, like, what are we doing? What am I supposed to look? I'm going to look at these when I'm older and be like, look at me when I was, like, I don't know. I guess it's weird. Just to be, like, out taking, I don't know. Dude. I see people that are just, like, taking photos of themselves. I'm just like, I kind of wish I could do that.
I wish I did have more photos because like, I see a photo sometimes and I'm like, oh, damn, I would have forgot all about that. That was this night. We did this thing. It's like, that's nice.
That's super fair. Yeah. And I agree with that.
It's not all vanity.
I don't want to be the person taking the photos.
Right.
It's just not for me. Oh, no.
Fair enough.
I had a situation when I was in high school. I bought a camera, and I was like, I'm going to take more photos. And I went to some party, and I was just taking photos of just everything. Just taking fucking photos. Had no fucking – I wasn't taking creepy photos. It was just normal fucking party photos. And someone thought I was taking photos of the fucking girlfriend. And they like, stepped to me about it.
Interesting.
I was just like, dude, I got this camera.
And this is why you don't take photos to this day. I bet.
Could be a part. So
I
then,
bet.
Like, he got,
I bet that was imprinted on you.
He got fucking
you're like,
aggressive. We fought.
No way.
I thought it was going to be a fight. Like, you know, you fucking punch and strike in a fight. This kid apparently ended up being a wrestler. And I'll just say the name. You know Jamie Clater?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good guy. So, like, apparently I was taking pictures of his girlfriend. I don't fucking know who his girlfriend even is. I don't know who, you know, so he steps to me and, like, I don't know. I was drinking too. So once he got aggressive, I was like, fine
Let's
to be aggressive
his name.
Back.
Let's believe his name.
Oh, who cares? Like, he's a good guy. He's a cop. I mean,
I know.
He's the coolest cop that I know. Yeah. I've never actually had an interaction, though, with him as a cop, though. But anyway, so like, we scuffled a little bit. he put me in a headlock like early because I just wasn't prepared for like the wrestling thing. And so like I'm elbowing the fuck out of his head. I know I'm like hitting it fucking well, and like he just doesn't matter. Like he's locked in, and eventually I go out, like just fucking out. So later I wake up and I'm like, well,
later on I get up.
I get up and I'm like, well, fucking lost that fight. So I'm like, well,
you're like, fuck this camera.
No, I'm just like, where's Jamie? Like, I got to shake fucking man's hand, like, whatever. And like, I do that. And then we leave. And that's like literally all I really remember. He comes up to me later at like Beezer's or something. And he's just like, he shakes my hand. He's just like, that. It was a misunderstanding.
Right.
Literally just a misunderstanding. Long story short, don't underestimate wrestlers who are like, he wasn't half my size, but he was smaller than me for sure.
Yeah.
So like I was probably more inclined to like, oh yeah, dude, like if you want to get physical, fucking let's get physical.
Have you seen him? He like got a growth spurt. I feel like that motherfucker got surgery to lengthen his legs or
something.
I have
not seen him in 10 years.
Okay.
But you know, long story short, good guy. Like,
yeah.
He, you know.
But fuck cameras.
I think he was just, he had a little testosterone moment, right? I don't think I was doing anything wrong.
No, I'm pretty sure you
were. But maybe I fucking was, dude. I was clearly also drunk.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't skew creepy. Like, when
right.
things happen, like,
right.
I never
why am I taking
skew
pictures of a girl?
Yeah.
When I can just, like, see pictures. See, yeah. It's,
dude, the internet's been around a long time.
Right.
I don't know. It was an interesting time. But I lost a fight to a wrestler thinking fights went a certain way. They don't.
No, it's not like Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
It's not just like anything you think. It's just like, yeah, fucking goes to the ground. You don't know what the fuck you're doing.
No, you just gotta try to start fucking them.
It doesn't matter if like they're
they
smaller
run.
Than you. Like I felt like I got his head good.
You
like,
just start
getting like,
naked. They never want to fight a naked guy.
Yeah, dude, that's what you gotta do. Just act crazy.
Yeah, just get horny. Just be like, dude, I've been fucking waiting
just
for this.
Only take your pants down off. Keep your shirt on. It looks weirder.
Yeah, the Donald Duck.
If you try Donald Duck somebody, dude
fighting someone in the Donald Duck is so funny,
I don't think you would.
I couldn't.
I don't think I could, dude.
I think I would just be like, honestly, you got me. You got the better of me on this one. You know what I mean? That's like, I take the L there somehow. Like, dude, you got it. He's like, hey, go ahead, take a picture of her pussy. You got it.
Oh man, so yeah, maybe that's skewed why I don't like, but that was really more other people's photos. I still wasn't like turning the camera around and selfieing. Like, that's just weird. I selfied one time. I saw Justin Tucker at a Orioles game, the kicker for the Ravens, if
big
you're not
dick
familiar.
Big dick Justin Tucker.
And it was like
kicked a field goal with his dick one time
right after we had won the Super Bowl, or right before, one of the two. And like, no one knew who he was at the time. He was with his girlfriend. I was like, hey, can we take a picture? And like, that was it. I don't selfie. Like,
sure.
There was like a reason for it. I don't just.
You don't
like,
have to have the selfies though. You could get a group photo, or you and a friend go somewhere and you want to remember it.
If
like,
someone
a,
else
you ever
was,
take a road trip to Philly and you want to remember it? You just take a couple selfies 100%. In the car type thing.
See, I don't do that. Maybe I should. I just don't.
Yeah, it's fine.
Because
I'm not saying you should.
And I'm just like, I don't know, man. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Who are these for? Are they for you?
Right. Well, that's what it comes to.
And
that's why I said
that?
It's not a post isn't inherently bad. All I meant by that is like, why are you doing it?
Yeah.
Figure
I'd love to boil down the reason.
Dissect the motivation.
Sure.
Keep pulling at that thread.
Because like you'll because
even
there,
subconscious
eventually.
Motivations. That's the thing.
Sure.
And that's what I was dealing with today. I'm like, I'm not intentionally trying to be vain here, you know, or get these pats on the back. It's like maybe it is the interaction, or maybe it is maybe it's probably more than one thing, right? It's like also the pat on the back, you know. It's like, or maybe it's mainly the pat on the back, but also the interactions, you know. But at night, I got in a couple good conversations about ego and the, you know, with some people, which is nice.
Yeah. Ego's, I mean, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing.
Yeah, it gets demonized as a word, but it's necessary. It's not about, like, not having any ego. It's about, like, detaching from the ego.
And it also depends on, like, what you're doing. Like, when we were at war and shit, like, you wanted those fucking egotistical, crazy motherfuckers that would,
well, ego is self-preservation, too.
Can be.
Yes.
Or it can be the opposite, where it's like, I know, like, I don't know, the greatest warrior has to have an ego, right? But like, he's also putting himself out there to basically potentially die. Like, it's not self-preservation all the time.
Right.
Sometimes it's fucking, I don't know, something different. Because some people want to leave a legacy, I guess. Some people are like comfortable with, you know, fading into obscurity. I mean, there's so many ways to live this life. There's like, it's hard to say which ones are right, which ones are wrong.
Cause yeah.
It could depend on when you were born.
Yeah.
Like, a serial killer born outside of war could have been like one of the best warriors. You know what I mean? But he just happens to be born outside of these times.
Yeah, but you know, they'd now, be not the best warrior. Because then it's like they're always trying to fuck the corpses and shit.
Not
like,
that,
serial
right?
killers are weird.
Not
you're
all
like,
serial killers fuck the corpses.
Oh, they don't? Oh, well, then actually, I take it back. I don't want to be a serial killer. Dude, I feel like, okay, this is a little bit of a little bit of a hot take, I guess. Or not really. To me, it's not. But it doesn't sound nice. But like, don't you think if you're going to be a serial killer as a male and you kill females, it's almost rude to not fuck them? Like, I know that sounds messed up, but like, it's like you're willing to murder these victims. And then like, because I watch those docs, you know, like the murder docs, and they're like, you know, not raped. And I'm just like, huh? Like, obviously that's horrific.
You're
I'm not
willing to kill them. You weren't willing to.
It's almost like, are they too ugly? But it must not be a sexual thing for them.
Could be. Yeah. I mean, there's, I guess, many different reasons.
I just feel like as a female, I would want to be raped if you're gonna murder me. I'm saying, hold on.
Alive
if,
or dead?
If I'm no, that's what I'm saying. Oh, probably dead. Yeah, I want to be dead first.
Well, yeah. No, yeah, I don't want to be conscious for a rape.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, no, I think that though I would be a little offended if there is an afterlife and I look back and I'd be like, oh, I wasn't pretty enough for you to desecrate my corpse, you motherfucker.
That's like when you have a classmate that was molested by a teacher or something. Like, well,
oh,
why wasn't I good enough?
Why
wasn't it me?
Oh, you weren't into the homework checker. Oh, I was too busy checking homework, huh? You're sucking Steven off in the broom closet. And I'm checking homework.
Sorry, it wasn't on the. Never mind. I'm not gonna go there.
Yeah, no, but I feel like especially if you're looking back and the other and the serial killer had raped other victims, but not you. You'd be like, what the fuck? I don't know. It's something I thought about. It's a little dark, but
a bit on the dark side.
Yeah,
I like it.
I kind of skew dark.
Yeah, well, it's funnier and like
I think so too.
Life literally is dark. Like all the good things, like almost all the good things, are good because you decide that they're good. Bad shit's coming, no matter what, for all of us.
Jesus is coming.
Death is coming. Fucking fatness is coming. Cancer is coming. Like, bad shit's coming. Shit's not guaranteed. Ever. Like, people are like,
people talk about
married.
Fair and
well,
shit.
Well, you put married, like, you make that a good thing. That's, you know, that's a choice. I don't think that's great. But, like, listen, that's a life event.
See, but I think
having
it can be. I think that you do the same thing that I fall victim of doing, which is, like, for me, it's fall victim. But, like, I'll – every time I think about a marriage or a typical relationship, traditional, I think about those 90%, which I don't know that it's 90, but, you know, the bad ones.
Oh,
I think about the toxic ones. But they got some – there's some good ones. Can you think of a couple good ones out there? You don't have to name them, but I'm saying, could you think of
marriages?
A couple – couples.
Sure.
Just couples.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
It's
where it's
there.
Healthy as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like,
it is rare.
How many like,
it's less than
how many shitty couples had to happen for those?
That's what I'm saying. I know way more shitty couples and not even terrible. Like, they're not even very, very bad. Right. But just where they're like, I heard somebody tell me once that being in a really shitty toxic relationship feels like being a guest in your own life.
I could see that.
That hit me hard. I'm like, dude, that feels like,
listen. Like, with the Bridget episode and the whole open relationships thing, like, I feel like that should become more of a norm just because, like, the idea of what we're doing here is insane. Like,
well, it's not working either.
Choosing somebody.
It's not working.
For some it does.
Well, 66% I think get divorced. 66 is, I think, is a new statistic.
I don't know what the numbers are.
I just heard recently it's 66%, right? Well, every marriage ends. Some divorce, some death.
The thing that those statistics don't take into account
is all the unhappy marriages.
Yeah,
that's what I was about to say.
For the kids,
right.
For the Catholic.
Yeah, so it's way more than 66%. And so it's like there's 66% who end up staying together. But out of that 66%, out of the 66% don't stay together. So then what, that's 34% only? Christ.
Here's
only
my thing.
34%.
I know that I get bored. I get bored with the shit I love the most in this fucking world. That's who I am. I will find something, I love it, and I will fucking ride it to the death, and then, like, I get bored. And I will always come back to that thing that I fucking love. Because, like, let's take, you know the show Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yes. I love that you're equating this to marriage.
I love that show more than fucking anything. I love it more than anything, and I've watched it more times than I've watched anything, but I still will get bored with it, but I will always go back to it, because there's, like, this foundational love that, like, they struck a chord in me that I will always be able to, but, like, a marriage, like, dude, you gotta open those things up. I'm just saying, like,
I don't think
not
that's always
forever,
the,
not for everyone,
I don't
again,
know that that's
we go
always
back to
the
hunters,
yeah.
And the gatherers, like, you kind of need to both be on the same page. Or you put a number on it. And you're like, look, I know you're going to win in, like, the finding people thing. But, like, all right. So, as a woman, you get 3. And I get, you know, it could still be 3.
Well,
it's going to take longer.
Here's the thing, though, about the poly. The poly thing is it's more about the... the argument, I think it's not even just fucking other people. The argument is being able to go out and have fun and not feel like you're doing something wrong. The argument is that's the whole argument for it, though. Or, opening it up in the way that whatever I'm doing over here and whatever you're doing over there, it's like we're still individuals. It's not necessarily, let's open this up to fuck other people. It's let's not be codependent to a point of toxicity. Let's not take it's the same people who look for someone else to fulfill them. That's you're doing it wrong. You need to be able to be fulfilled or find your own peace. If you have that person for peace, then if something happens to that person, you are fucked. You know?
Yeah.
So it's not just the fucking other people. It's just like the realistically not being codependent in an unhealthy way.
And have bad sex with people who don't know you, and that could be a trigger to like be able to come back together and appreciate what you have again.
Oh well, they say you appreciate what you have again, even if it's good sex. Like, I've heard a thing where, like, if you step out and then you go back, there's some type of it's like feels better, or you feel even because you feel so accepted and so loved and so understood.
I would be fearful that, like, now I don't know. Like, I've had better sex with this other person.
So what if you eat steak every day, then you have lobster once, and it's like I don't need.
I am not marrying those things. Well, aren't we talking about a marriage thing on top of like the
relationship but just
thing?
You don't
marry steak.
No, like, I'm saying though, but if you're saying that you're worried if you have something better that you're gonna want it all the time.
Kinda. I do want steak all the time.
You can't have what you want all the time. You can't have the best. That's what I'm saying.
Make that money. If I made that money, I might try.
Well, then
until I get fed up
with
steak.
So then what's the fear? What's the fear?
The fear is, I guess, like I'm married to someone that now technically. We have bad sex because I now know what good sex is, I guess. Maybe.
Right. That could happen.
That's
that could happen.
Mindset,
sure. I get it.
But, like, that's also one reason why I would
then you could
never...
help. You could cultivate that with your partner, maybe.
I would never condone these people that fucking get married before having sex.
No, that's retarded.
That shit's crazy.
That's retarded.
What if you have no chemistry, period, and you just... That's it.
It's retarded. Sex is not the end-all, be-all, and it's the level of importance does change for people. To me, it's one of the... most intimate ways to connect with somebody. It's like fusing DNA, you know.
Right.
You're like fucking,
like the hang is like honestly probably the most important, like,
right,
when you
day-to-day interactions, reactions.
I could be your fucking producer at the end of the day. You have to find someone that like you can just spend time in a room with for a fucking fair amount of time and not get fucking fed up.
I also heard this good quote. I heard this good quote that was like, how you guys are when shit hits the fan is the whole relationship.
Yep,
you know, because it's easy when things are going good.
It's
right
easy when it's easy.
It's easy when it's easy. Exactly. Like if it's like it's always easy, and then but when we fight, it's like they act like a fucking 3-year-old. It's knocked down, drag out. It's being called out of your name. It's the name calling. It's all this
you're
stuff.
Hanging
like,
out with your buddies, having a good time, and she gets jealous.
Right.
She's not also hanging out. Like, dude, like
that's what it is.
Be
that's
on
yeah.
My
yeah.
Side.
It's all and if it's all good when you're doing everything the other person wants, guy or girl, right? Then that's not all good. It's like when
dude,
it's how you are
life,
when you're
happy
beefing.
Life. Fuck that. Happy spouse, happy house. I heard that the other day. I was like, damn, dude, smart. Because they're both spouses. Right?
I think they're both incredibly flawed thinking.
Whatever, but both people need to be fucking happy for a relationship to be happy. Because I'm just saying, like a spouse is both like a
yes,
husband.
But
is
it's
a spouse,
not up to you to make your partner happy.
No,
that's the flaw.
I understand what
you're saying. Yeah, 100%. But that's the flaw.
Yeah, well,
it's the flaw.
People don't actually find themselves before they put themselves out in
no,
the
I know.
World. And
I know. Well,
like,
no one stays single long enough
you know
to.
I mean, so.
People get uncomfortable single and they get lonely, so they jump into a relationship so quickly that they never have to figure their shit out. Normally.
Or you're like me and you've not been in a relationship so long, you're almost scared to go back in because like. I don't have any rules.
It's been 13 years.
I can do anything I want.
Yeah, but you can set
point.
That up.
I know, and I would.
At least at first,
like,
yeah.
No, I would. Like, listen, I don't say that I train women. I don't. That's a weird way to put it. But what I do is, like, I don't
you have them understand
bitch out
you.
In the very beginning. Like, I fucking, yeah, we
you
set terms.
You have them understand you, yeah.
Yeah, and
it,
we fucking, you set your terms, I set my terms, and we, like, we go forward, and it's fine. I don't make
a lot of times people don't set the terms, right? They just go with the flow, and they go, it feels good. It just feels good, right? It's like, okay, well, it could feel good, but... What are these terms going to be like?
I get
what's
it.
Acceptable? What are your boundaries? What's a non-negotiable?
Maybe.
You genuinely, it's not sexy, right? But you need to know. Write the shit down and have that actual talk.
Yeah. My thing is this.
Communicate.
Like, you can, I want it to be like everything is easy, right? I don't want to have a stressful life, and I can understand when, like, you know about icks.
Yeah.
Icks are great.
I got the ick.
Dude, if I see, like, a woman will see you in, like, I don't know, a fucking, a barber's chair, and your fucking feet are just dangling a tiny bit, it's just like, ah, fuck. I shouldn't have saw that. Or whatever. Like, it's little shit. Like, yeah. That you just, like.
Yeah, an ick is something very little that, for the, you know, if you don't know, an ick is something, like, something small that you see some, the opposite sex do that you're, like, interested in that turns you off completely.
I just don't want to fuck you now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I saw, like, you see, like, if you see, if I see a girl and she's shitty to a wait staff person, something like that.
Ooh, yeah, that's
super simple.
Again, that's a non-negotiable.
Yeah, dude, right. Like, you're just a shitty person. Right. Like, you just showed me a little something. That's fine. We're allowed to be shitty. That's your way of being shitty? Fine. I mean,
yeah. And it's better than, and it could be a fluke, people, right? It's like, anyone could, I could be anything for a moment. Sure. That's why it's hard to label someone, like, this person's shitty, or this person's good, or this person's sad. It's like, are you funny? I've been funny. I can be, you know? Are you a piece of shit? I can be.
I lost the point of why I went on to the icks, but... Icks are a fun thing anyway.
Icks are
just,
fun.
Just to talk about icks.
Icks
so.
Are fun. Women are like, yeah, anyone under fucking 6'4", ick.
Right. And it's like, fuck you, bitch.
Dude, it's just, it's, well, it's messed up because it's just, height is one of them things guys can't change, really. And it's the amount of guys, the percentage, I just heard this statistic and I forget what it is, obviously, but the amount of guys that are under 6 foot is way bigger than the women who want someone over 6 foot. Like, the statistics just do not match.
But, like, they'll say the height thing, but you could be like, all right, well, what do you weigh? And they'll be like, what do you mean? What numbers come up on the scale when you stand on it?
Yeah, there's hypocrisy there.
And it's like, why does that matter? Bitch, what are you? What are we doing here?
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, well, they're allowed to judge you on some shit that you can't control, but you can't you can't have your own preferences.
On something that they can control.
Yeah, yeah,
the
usually.
Fuck?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Yeah, well, you're not even allowed to have, like, public preferences. Like, if you say publicly, like, you know, I prefer a race.
Yeah, dude, yeah, you're right. That's it.
Then you're racist, which is like, what do people have preferences?
I get it.
If you're saying, like, I prefer Asians because they're the superior race and everyone else should die,
actually,
that's a little different.
Actually, you know what? I take it back. I don't get it. Because, like, I'm open. I don't give a shit. I just want you to be cute to me.
Right.
That's it. Just be cute and don't be sloppy.
But you're saying you get people
have
preferences.
Shit. What the fuck?
You understand that people have preferences.
I do get it, but I also don't get it.
You just, no, you do get it. You just don't, you're not, that's not you. It's not you, but you get it.
I don't, because, like, even, like, who's the most attractive woman of all time? I don't know if there even is one.
Subjective.
I'd look at her and I'd be like, damn. And then you'd see someone that looked like that, but then I see another one that has, like, a totally different vibe, and I don't know.
I agree.
It's
too.
It's a weird thing.
I think it is. I mean, I don't have a type either. Like,
I
personally, like,
yeah.
You like blondes or brunettes. It's like,
dude,
big titty, small titties. You like
blondes,
this, that. I
like, but,
like,
I'll say that word, and I'll just see just as many brunettes, redheads, and black haired girls.
I don't. I've
like,
never had a preference on any of that. Ethnicity, race, none of that.
Which one likes me the most?
Yeah. Which one's being nice to me right now?
Likes me.
Yeah.
That's the one I like.
Right.
There you go. I'm simple.
Simple man.
Pretty simple.
Be a simple man. Lynyrd Skynyrd said it.
Just, like, you know, just be happy. Try to be happy. Even if you're faking it. Like, fake it till you make it. Just
don't be happy, because happy's fleeting. Find peace.
Happy's not even real. Happy,
fulfillment and peace. Happiness is a fleeting emotion that we shouldn't be chasing.
All emotions should be felt by every person. You should feel all of it. You should feel happy when it's time to feel happy.
Right.
You should feel all these things.
Right. You can't,
like,
just chase that to be your permanent state of attainment.
Some,
like,
of these people are like, I am happy every day.
Uh-huh.
It's like, fuck
this
you,
is who
fucking
I am.
Liar. You're a liar.
Exactly.
You're a good liar, but you're a fucking liar.
Yeah.
I don't believe you. And if you are happy, you deserve to be in some fucking mental institution, because, like, your brain is not working in the same way society's brains are working. And I don't trust you. I don't trust you. You're never going to be in charge. Nope. Happy people, take notice. Fucking get sad, motherfucker.
Things I think are,
like,
gay. Happy people.
You're a liar. Don't fucking lie. Like, you're allowed to be all things, and you should be all things, because that's what people are. All things.
Sometimes it sounds good to themselves, you know, when they're telling themselves they're happy constantly.
Dude, these people that
and
do
some
the
people
self,
are just happy.
The fucking, what are the
affirmations?
Oh my god.
Hey, I'm not mad at affirmations.
If you're such a simple human being that you can just say a sentence and it makes you feel better, fucking more power to you, dude. You should be happy to be that simple. I'm a little bit more complex than that, and words aren't going to just fucking sway me to, like, another emotion because I'm not easily swayed by fucking words because I'm not a fucking simpleton. Sorry, simpletons.
I don't know. Nothing wrong. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it's because I think words, you know, can have power. You know, if every single day on your way to work you were saying out loud the opposite, like, I'm a stupid fucking piece of shit faggot, I hate myself, yada yada yada.
That keeps you
That's
in
going
check.
To affect you.
That keeps you in
and
check.
And it affects you, just like the other opposite.
So
does
saying I'm a god, everything I do is great. That which would just be the
So the words of power.
Opposite. I disagree. I think keeping yourself in check is the right way to be because we all need to be kept
in check.
But
then you're saying that those words help keep you in check, right?
For me.
So those are your affirmations.
All need to use those.
Those are your affirmations.
Yeah, but it's like a negative affirmation to keep me fucking.
So they work for you.
If you have a god complex, bring it down. And if you have a, you know, I don't know what the opposite
complex,
shit. Like, you know, hell, whatever. Like, I skew towards the negative because it's easier to accept, and then when shit's good, shit's fucking good. But when you think things are going to be good and they're just, now you're fucking sitting negative.
Sure.
You're actually more negative than I am in that example because I was expecting shit to be regular.
Yeah.
But now they are regular and I'm good. You're like sad now because you were like, oh, everything's fucking this and it's not this.
Yeah.
So it's like it's like a added, it's protection. I'm protecting myself in a way. And it's also more realistic. Like, again,
we're going to hug after this. You
bad
hug.
Shit is coming for all of us.
Jesus is coming.
All
brother.
The good shit is stuff we made up.
That's okay.
Name a good thing.
I mean, I'm not arguing that though.
You know,
I don't care if it's made up or not.
It's fine.
Yeah. Getting my dick sucked.
These are good things.
Exactly.
You know.
I'll take it.
It's fleeting, but it's fucking, these are good things.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't watch too many Disney fucking movies as a kid.
No.
Don't only show your kids Disney movies.
Honestly, only show your children this podcast.
Yeah.
If you don't honestly listen to this in front of your kids, I'll kill myself.
Listen.
Also, if you subscribe, then you show me you subscribed. Send me a screenshot of you subscribe. If you subscribe and share this on your social media, I'll send you $1. I'll cash app you.
Listen. Like and subscribe because, you know, it helps tell us when you like a fucking thing.
You like and subscribe so we keep doing it or we'll kill ourselves.
But, like, also, like, certain guests. If you don't get any likes, like, that means, you know, you don't like it. Like,
let us know. We're trying to know what you guys are into, which episodes you do better than other ones, right? So if you like them, send them. Honestly, we need some clips made so we can give little bite-sized bits on, like, certain conversations we're having. If anyone would like to do that, I'll pay you, hit the DM to make some clips, throw them on TikTok for us, throw them on Instagram. You know, we got a lot of episodes, even the old audio ones that we could make into clips, and then the new video ones. There's plenty of clips there.
Dude, anything. If you're an artist out there and you got an idea for another logo, if you want to fucking make it, make it. I'm not saying we're going to pay you for it, but if it's good and we like it, we use it, we probably will.
We need someone to design this set. The set looks like shit. We need chairs, nice like recliner type chairs, not actual recliners, but, you know, nice chairs rather than this, so we don't have to do this. We need to get someone help design the set.
We know a lot.
We're gonna fix it.
But we don't know everything.
We're gonna fix it.
You know,
we're doing great. We're killing it.
You know something we don't know? Let us know what we don't know.
Yeah, comment on the YouTube whether you think Squirt is pee or not.